Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. This is your first time tuning in. Know to inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. We are on day number 28 of our Enfathomment. We're going strong. We're just pulling out all of the stops, and we just want to talk about today about being grateful and being thankful. All right, whether you're tuning in on IGTV, the podcast, or you're on our YouTube channel, we want to welcome each and every one of you. And know that on this channel, on this podcast or video, we inspire, we motivate, and we impact. All right, being grateful, being thankful. It's early in the morning time now. What are some of the things today that you may have overlooked that you should be thankful for and you should be grateful for? You know, I had an example just the other day where we were having an amazing time. We were having a good time, and you know, for some reason, whatever reason, he wasn't enjoying himself. Cas wasn't enjoying himself. I was trying to get to the bottom of it, but he isn't really speaking at this time, so it was hard to kind of figure out. So all of the fun and enjoyment had to come to a halt. But realizing afterwards, you know, he was just a little tired and dehydrated at the moment. But I sorted out, and he was fine. He was fine after that. But what the Holy Spirit brought to my attention is that whatever we are grateful for gets taken away, and that's a valuable lesson that is a transformational truth that everyone could learn something from in everyday life, whether that's in your job, your home, your marriage, or business relationships, or whatever things that in your life that are a blessing to you, but you're taking it for granted. You know, one of the number one things people take for granted is their life. You know, you would say, yes, I say thank God for life, say grateful for my life, but are you really grateful for it? What are you doing with it every morning that you wake up, that God gives you another morning? What are you doing to him by not only saying it, because you should say it every morning, every night, that you're thankful for health and strength, but what are you actively doing in that day to let God know, to signify that, hey, I'm grateful for this? I need to find something, whether it's just one thing you do every day, I'm gonna give you a few. The number one thing you should be aspiring to is to figure out or rediscovering what your purpose is, and if there's any way that you could help someone out, that you could help your neighbor out. That doesn't really mean your physical neighbor, but whoever is in need at that particular time, whatever resources you have. I don't want to put any limitations on you. Whatever your resources are, all of us have gifts and talents, and we are connected. We are connected to someone in some way, and I'm sure that there are things that we can do that doesn't always have to be or limited to monetary value. somewhat out in our daily, activities. So I just wanted to tell each and every one of you, have an awesome day, have an awesome morning, and know that this day is your day for you to conquer. This day is a day for you to strive and be grateful and be thankful. I know that an aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight, and if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
I believe I can soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.